So the first one, when you come back from a vacation, a lot of time you're quite knackered. Like I have come back from one on Wednesday and I'm still pretty tired. Just like even if it's catching up like 3 or 4 hours of sleep, that can be really valuable. And sometimes people don't necessarily know how long they sleep. Obviously, you can understand, okay, I've gone to bed at 11 and woken up at 8, so that's a solid 9 hours, right? But sometimes you don't understand exactly how much is awake sleep, light sleep, deep sleep, and what is like REM sleep. So these are all the sort of stages of sleep. And obviously having a resource that can help you track that is important because you can really start working out how to improve going into deeper sleep, going into reducing the amount of light sleep, and making sure that you get the best night's rest possible. So the first app I want to recommend is called Pillow. It's available for iOS, iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, those sorts of devices on iOS, and is pretty decent. It's one of my best, I would say it's one of the best sleep tracking applications out there. There are a few alternatives like Sleep Better, and the likes of Sleep Cycle. Sleep Better is available on Android too, so if Androiders are out there, you'll enjoy that one. So when you get back, setting new goals and targets is one of the things on your list. I know a lot of people who want to start doing things when they get back, like recurring things like going on a workout every week, or even going shopping and creating that list, or everything from like completing essays and things like that. Now, there's obviously loads of to-do list applications, but there are some simple ones that are sort of becoming more popular and actually gaining traction. And the one I want to recommend, it's called Taskful. It's a simple way to add to-dos and plan your goals. It's only for iOS at the moment, but I know the team are working hard to expand that. And it does look like a pretty intuitive application. It's something that you can get started with straight away and is pretty easy to set up. So it's definitely worth a recommendation. So when you're back on your laptops and devices, obviously making the most out of your time, being as smart as you can, is probably something that you want to tick off your list. Now, of course, whether it's working on your own project or things like that, you can observe distractions in your day, things like Facebook, Instagram, things like that that are on your laptop that will interrupt your sequence of productivity. So an application called Qbserve, that's spelled Qbserve. That will be in the description. It's available for Mac. It's at a paid price, £32 in the UK, which is probably around $40. But it keeps an eye on what you visit, how productive your time is, and how much time you spend on tasks that are useful. And it gives you a full breakdown in terms of timesheets and pretty detailed analysis of how you can be more productive in your day. Now, I recommend this one. I found it pretty useful for tracking all of the things that I should be doing, like visiting Facebook or going on YouTube and things like that. And it helps me bring back my attention, especially when I'm in my daily routine. Now, the next app I want to recommend is called Origin. Now, this is a Mac app again. I'm so sorry for those Androiders out there and PC lovers, but this one surely will be coming to another device soon. Essentially, it's a way to freestyle write. Origin forces you to write with no going back. So it basically tries to take all of your distractions away, giving you this sort of palette to just write. You can't even like delete the previous word. And if you're just someone looking to really get words out and like want to avoid like having to go over grammar and things like that that can be touched up later, this is the application for you. Now, it's available for Mac and there is a word limit. However, that's something that you can discuss for later, but it's a great way to avoid some distractions and just get some words out on paper. Next app I'd like to recommend is called Perp. Now, of course, after vacation, like I was mentioning before with Taskful, you sort of want to get new goals set out. Maybe it's like losing weight or hitting another target in work. You know, setting these goals can be sometimes quite tough because you maybe don't have a place to store them. Perp is that place. It allows you to bring together targets with actionable goals, allowing you to plot what needs to be done to complete that target. Now, it's available on iOS. The team, again, are working on developing an Android application and putting a lot of time and attention into making sure that you are able to hit your daily goals. Now, it's a pretty efficient application and something definitely worth checking out. Now we're on to number 7, which is called Timing 2. Again, very similar to Qzerb, allows you to audit your time in a much more effective style. If you jump over to the article, you can see it in action in the GIF, and it's a pretty impressive feature, like allowing you to track all of the activities, analyze all of the work you've done, and even track things like offline time too. It's much more analytical in its approach, allowing you to review, go into reports, and really bring together all of the activities that you complete during your day. Now, it's great for Teams, it's available for Mac, and it's definitely worth checking out. Now, I've actually just done a video on this recently, Fantastical 2.4, which was an update while I was on vacation. But basically, for those who don't know, Fantastical 2 is a really gorgeous calendar application. It's available on Mac and iPhone. It's also one of the leading calendar applications since the demise of Sunrise. Essentially, you can get together all of your events and activities and plot them over the next few months. Now, this can be vital for after coming back from vacation because you need to visually work out what things are coming up, like whether it's family events, activities, appointments, and things like that. Having a good vision of what you have coming up will help you be more productive in your routine. Now, it's a pretty expensive option, but something that's definitely worth checking out. I'll include the video I made on Fantastical 2.4 in the source. Now, when you get home, of course, sometimes some things can be pretty messy when you get started, when you're unpacking and bringing things together. You're pretty, like, stressed out. And naturally, that's okay because you're coming back from a really relaxed situation to back to reality, some people call it. And of course, grabbing 5 minutes of your attention is something that you probably should do. So meditation is a great way of doing that. Naturally, a lot of people use meditation as a way to relax, and you can use it in this context too, and probably carry on even after, you know, coming back from holiday. Now, Headspace is the application I want to recommend. It's a pretty neat way, especially if you're a beginner. You can pretty much get started straight away, and it's one of the most popular meditation experiences. You start with 10 layers and their 10-minute meditations, and it's well worth it. It's available on iOS and Android, and it's pretty easy to download. Feel free to check it out in the article. So maybe you were on vacation and you discovered a few things that you didn't know that you wanted to do. So for example, maybe you found the book that you wanted to read, the place that you wanted to go locally, or even a museum, bar, restaurant, or something like that that you wanted to visit. Now, the application I want to recommend in number 9 is Soon, which is the Everyday Bucket List. I quite like this application. I was introduced to it. I've mentioned it a few times here in the world of apps. When I was up in London with Alex, Icon, he recommended it to me as a great way to sort of organize all of the things I wanted to do, helping you to sort of bring together recommendations. Now, there have been several times when I've been out with people and they've recommended me stuff and I've like sort of either forgot it or added to do list. But sometimes having them as a way to bring it together in this application is a good way to get started. There's lots of social functions, so you can see who's trending, things that you want to get done, and recommendations, so you're not ever left out. Now, of course, when you get back, getting back on your computer, as I was mentioning way before at the start of the articles, you know, it's going to be pretty messy. So using a service like Unclutter, Unclutter is a way for you to transfer files between, like, for example, when you've got two or three windows open, you're like manic, and you want to be able to transfer a file or clip something or notes for later, or even drag it onto another site, having to avoid going into the file browser. Unclutter is a pretty neat application for that. It's a one-off fee of $9.99, but it saves you a heap of time moving files across your day. So it's definitely worth recommending checking that one out, because it's a very useful Mac application. Another to-do list application that you might find handy is called Sorted. Now, Sorted is a pretty proactive approach to your to-do list, allowing you to base tasks off time. Now, it's quite cool because you can see like this chronological approach to your to-do list. For me, I'm a lover of this approach. Being able to see all of the tasks I need to get done is pretty handy. And being able to quickly shift some of those if they're overdue is pretty good too. Now, Sorted is available on iOS, and it's got a in-app fee. However, it is free to use to start off with. Now, Mac is coming very soon, but I find this a really quirky and gesture-based way to start organizing your tasks and mapping out the day activities, which is pretty good. So my final recommendation is called Things 3. Now, I've talked about Things 3 here on the World of App Station a couple of times. It's a really beautifully designed application and what I would call the most attractive to-do list application experience on iOS and Mac right now. It's pretty easy to get started with, and Things 3 might just become your daily to-do list. It's available on Mac and iOS for a little bit of a costly price, but something that I highly recommend and something that you should definitely check out as a resource for your daily tasks. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this feature on the 12 productivity apps for post-vacation. Of course, there are a full list of the applications available in the article, which is linked here. So you can go and read the article, save it for later if you didn't quite listen to all of the features here. So that's available there. If you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, feel free to subscribe. If you haven't subscribed to me on YouTube, feel free to subscribe there. I know you're going to have to do a lot and go away, but of course, I really appreciate it, and I hope you enjoyed these recommendations. All of these apps are pretty much free, except the ones I mentioned with the pricing information. But let me know in the call-in if you enjoyed some of these features. If you don't have the call-in function, which is on Anchor, feel free to send me a tweet at @FrancescoD_ALES, and I'd love to hear how you are using and enjoying those applications. Anyway, guys, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Make sure to have a great day, keep productive, and I'll see you guys very soon. Cheers. We'll be right back.